systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jebel. Today is a Monday, January 24th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys for joining us another Monday. Fucking starting the week out. Another week. Episode 452, thejamhole.com/lives, where you should be watching these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Of course, live call-in number 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say what's up. What's up?
None.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah?
Yep.
Another Monday?
Yep.
Is it a fun day?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Got to tell you, if you go to thejamhole.com/people, dun, 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 it's fucking done. Mostly done.
And what is it?
And it's a guest list. It is the guest list of every... This is the de facto guest list of everyone who's ever been on the show. Small or large, white or black... Doesn't matter. Everybody is on there. Except for Adam Langer. I cannot for the life of me find the episode he was on. Do you guys... Does anybody know... Is anyone... Check this out. I am but one man. And there are but 452 episodes after this one. And do you see that list? Go there right now. TheJamhole.com/people. Look at how many people are on that list. Like, it's a fucking page, dude.
Well, yeah.
That was a lot of stuff to go through. And I remember we had him on once because I remember that's where he got the nickname Threesome Adam because we were talking about the threesome. Mm-hmm. I cannot fucking find what episode that was. We've only lost one episode ever since we've been doing this. And I know
it was you, me, and Braden.
It was before we went to New York, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't that one. And I know it was me and Braden and him, and I cannot fucking find it. So if you guys go through the back catalog or if you're a new listener and you're catching up on shows, if you come across a show that has Adam Langer, a.k.a. Threesome Adam, DJ Aztec, fucking let me know which episode that was because I cannot fucking find it. And if you guys think about it, you know, if you see something I messed up or if you see that I missed an episode that someone was on, anything like that, I did this the best I could. And I think it's a pretty fucking complete list. But definitely email info@thejamhole.com. Let me know, because like I said, I do make mistakes once in a while. So,
well, I gotta let you know, though, every girl that's on that list,
mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is my ex, or, oh, she's so sexy, or blah, blah, like, really, dude.
Not
really.
Everyone, just the ones that were.
Almost
we've
everyone.
Had some sexy people on this show.
And this was before that very apparent.
This was before I met you. So what's the matter?
I don't know. It's just funny.
What did I write about you?
Ex or blah, 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 blah. I'm just saying.
Not all of them.
Pointed out.
Some of them I was like, she was a cunt.
No, you didn't.
I did. The one about Betty?
I didn't read that one.
Fun stuff. Those were good episodes. Betty won. I think that how many Bettys were there by the time it was all said and done? I think there was three.
Betty, what?
We girls that would come on the show, like just random chicks that we met. It would they didn't want to have their real name out there, and so we just started calling them Betty, because Betty was the name you give to girls that skateboarded back in the day.
Okay.
Every girl that had wasn't that a thing in Florida? It was a thing up here. Any girl skateboarder, you always called her a Betty. I don't even know where that came from, but
not from Florida.
Well, obviously, but yeah, they're called Betty. So we just used that, and we just incremented the number. Betty one was the virgin Bible thumper. Betty two, I believe, was the crazy girl that thought I was on drugs when she was drunk. That works at Bojangles.
Mm.
Betty three, who the fuck was Betty three?
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, there's the list, thejamhole.com/people. Like I said, if I missed anything, let me know. I appreciate the help.
So Betty one was a cunt?
Pretty much. I think I wrote something in there about how she... Here, now I want to find it. But so there's no... I didn't make like a table of contents. or anything that has anchors so you could click a name and it would take you to that person's name. Because uh-huh. every web browser, you can hit Control F and search for a word. And if I would have had a table of contents, it would have made that page, like, this much longer. So
I
didn't do that. So let's say if I want to find Betty, I hit Control F, type in Betty. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what what her name was? Betty? It's not working now.
What are you doing, dude?
Hold on. It's down here. I know her name was Betty. Why isn't my... Brittany... Viola, no. IQ. That was fun. Come on. I know I put her in here. See, did I fuck up already?
Because
I wrote
sure?
something. Yeah, I am sure. Because I wrote something super fucking clever about it.
Well.
Uncle Wayne, Jeff. No, where the fuck? Did it get deleted when I was kind of moving some stuff around? Maybe that one. Oh, no. There. Betty won. Why didn't the search find it? Anyway, a girl I met at the gas station one day, she filmed the very first recordings of a Jam Hole episode. She was a hot, young, Bible-thumping virgin I thought would come around to think about things logically.
Yeah, right.
Of course, that never happened. Her mother also hated me for some weird reason. And I said, in episode 19, we really gave her a full dose of the Jam Hole. She came back a couple times after that, but only to dick tease me. She tries to explain why she likes me, even though I'm a godless heathen. Episode 19. Awesome. That was the Jam Hole in its prime.
She tried to explain why she liked you, even though you're a godless heathen.
Yeah, like... it was a pretty interesting explanation. It had a lot to do with my salvation, I think.
What?
I want
to
save you.
She was trying to convert you?
Yeah.
God.
And then she ended up just coming over to, like, dry hump, and then she'd feel bad about it, and then she'd leave. And then the next episode, she'd come over, hang out, do the same fucking thing all over again.
Fucking cry her whole way home.
Oh, not... Yeah, probably. Tears, probably.
I sinned a dry hump.
Yeah.
I felt his penis.
I had dirty thoughts.
Fucking faggot.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's the guest list. Check it out. It's pretty epic. I'm glad it's fucking done, because that took so long.
You're too old to dry hump.
I know.
Just saying.
I know. I was too old then to dry hump, and that was episode 20. I was like, fuck.
You were like, what, 27?
Is this fun for you? Because this is not fun for me at all.
Because now my dick has a fucking rug burn on it from rubbing my jeans.
And if I didn't have any self-control, I would rape you right now. Fuck.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. I don't know what I was thinking.
You
get desperate sometimes, guys. You know what I mean. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Girls, you never know what that means, because you're the ones with the vaginas. You can just have it filled whenever. With whatever. You could be smoking pot with this pipe and be like, you know what? I'm going to fuck myself with this pipe. And the pipe's not going to be like, you know, I'm really not in the mood. No. Pipe's going to be in it to win it. And then the next person that takes a hit out of this pipe... It's going to taste funny. Your hair is, like, sticking to the resin. That's gross.
Dude. Your hand doesn't say it's not in the mood.
What? So. Well, yeah. But I'm saying, for a girl...
You just reach down, grab that thing, and just start playing with it.
Is it better for a girl to use their hand or to actually take something and shove it up in there? I always assume that you needed something up in there. That's thus the large dildo industry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is it better to rub it than to put in it?
It's better to do both.
Ah. You need to get one of those dildos with the suction cup. You can just put it down and then just, like,
no,
ride.
That's why, like, you gotta have the one that has the fucking vibrator thing on top that hits the clit at the same time.
Listen up, girls.
Because that's rubbing it and plugging it all
the
same time.
Zach says double click the mouse.
Diddle awesome. Your skittle.
Diddle the skittle. Jousting the clam. That's only if there's two.
Yeah.
So we got also Sunday was the poetry thing again. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Got more videos up. I think mine's up there if you want to go check that out. Dude, this is fucking epic. And I felt so bad for everyone there. But you have to see the video of this guy. This guy, I always see him around town. He's always taking pictures and stuff. I've never talked to him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a voice box, so he talks like Ned from South Park because he has the... Oh, he got up and did poetry. He was reading to us, and he's so funny. He's like a comedian, kind of. He's so funny. Weird. But, dude, everyone in the room was just like, are you serious? He was talking like you got to watch the video because it comes out perfectly on the video. But everyone that was there was just like, come on, dude, wrap it up. It was between it was his little voice thing and he was in front of the mic. So it was picking it up. But there's this weird, like, background buzz from the voice box he has, and it was amplified. Oh, it was so robotic
and
epic. Funny
thing is watching it live, that was the only guy's voice that didn't clip.
Because it was already digital. And the computer was like, oh, ones and zeros, I got this.
It was really easy. Like, I could actually hear him. Everyone else, it sounded like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, and even that's... See, I tried to bring this, and I was going to hook up right into the mixer, but we were getting a feedback loop because of the way it was set up there, and I didn't have time to really find... There wasn't another plug-in for it.
Yeah.
So I decided, fine, the camera has decent mics on it. It's just that when Leanne is up there and people are applauding, these mics clip really easy. Like ours, I can yell as loud as I want. And this mic's not going to clip. It handles it. But these don't at all. And so I had it up enough to hear people. And when it was quiet, like Julie, the first lady that read, Julie Lang, you can totally hear her. But as soon as the applause hits, it's forget it. You have to like mute your thing. Otherwise, it cracks your speakers. But
yeah.
Some of it was okay. Some of it was not. I didn't have very much room to work with there. So... The camera was basically on top of the speaker, which was probably not the best place for it in hindsight. But I don't know. It worked out well. I mean, she had friends in her poetry group, this Julie lady, from the UK that were watching it, which was kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
And there were some people that were in town watching it and decided to come to the place. They were like, this sound is horrible. I'm just going to come down there. So I was like, oh, cool. That was pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
I'm trying to find the video of that guy because I forget what his name is.
Oh, does it matter?
Cat did some really neat singing. She's got a pretty cool voice. This guy right here.
What are you doing?
Ron Bradley is his name. Here's the link for you guys in the live chat. I'm sorry, podcast listeners.
Yeah.
That's him. Ron Bradley. You gotta watch some of that. It's so amazing. Like, that... Wow. I was just wow. So, those are up, and I have some more that I'll be putting up. You can check that out. We watched some My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
How was that? This show is
lovely.
Amazing. Loving it. Let's see. We have a lady who is addicted to shoes. She's a shoe hoarder, if that's... Is it possible... To be a hoarder, but for just one item specifically? Like, hoarders want everything.
Right.
That seemed kind of weird that you could have that disease, but focus just on one thing, you know?
Well, you're a hoarder.
How do I hoard? What do I hoard?
Computer shit.
Like what? Everything here is being used.
Hey, what's your storage?
Oh, data?
Huh?
Shit. I'm an archiver, not a hoarder.
You're a hoarder.
I'm an archiver, okay? This lady...
Hey, when's the last time you deleted an email?
Listen, why did Google give me an option to archive everything? Fuck, if it's there, I'm going to fucking use it. And do you know what? Do you know how many times I've searched for something and been glad that it was there? A lot, actually.
That's what a hoarder
says. Maybe like 10 times.
That's what a hoarder says.
But no, that lady wasn't archiving shoes. She was fucking nuts. I have stuff on the computer.
I bet you she's like, you know what? I was like, oh my God, I need a pair of shoes that matches this outfit. And you know what? I went back and I found it. And you know what? I am so glad that it was there.
Frankie Sino says, the only thing I delete is email. Burger says, why do you need to delete? Am I bugging you? Says, storage can only get cheaper over time. It's Moore's Law, of course. And it's my whole thing is I like archiving movies because one day I'm going to be somewhere and I'm going to want to watch this movie. And I'm going to be glad that I have it.
Dude,
that's all.
You have movies burned on discs so in many. The other room, and then you fucking just download it again.
I know,
to watch it instead of getting the disc out and fucking ripping it up.
Okay, I'm so lazy. I don't want to go in there, look it up, and see what disc it's on. Bring it in here, copy it over. I will just re-download it. But I'll delete it. I won't, you know, keep another copy of it, even though I should, because 3, 2, 1.
You have
one,
a few double copies.
Maybe.
Only
really good movies. And porn.
You're a hoarder.
I'm an archiver.
You're a data hoarder.
You can hoard data easily. We have terabytes of information.
And how can you have to be like, oh, before we do this show, I have to delete some stuff because otherwise I won't have space to do the show.
Well, yeah, because sometimes that data adds up and I'm too lazy to fucking burn DVDs because that takes a minute.
A hoarder.
Data archiver. Zach hoarder. Says, they're for the future of mankind. Thank you, Zach. Am I bugging you? Says, I want my whole life on disc. I want my whole life on mini disc.
You're a hoarder.
Anyway. I'm not a hoarder.
Yes, you are.
Is it ruining my life?
It could be.
Only if I get a cease and desist letter from our cable company. No, it's all good. I heard our cable company got bought by Cablevision. And I went in there. I was like, you know what? Things are really good right now with our internet. I got it down. I shouldn't even say this. I got it down to $50 a month and still have the 20 megabit down, 1 megabit up. I don't know how that happened. I think the guy that does the billing is a fan of the show. Just saying. But they got bought by Cablevision. I've been hearing that other cable companies are real shady. They do bandwidth throttling. They block certain ports. I got really lucky with Bresnan. It's basically wide open. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And I went in there. I was like, so is Cablevision going to, you know, be changing some shit? He's like, well, they'll be faster. I was oh, well, that's cool. I was like, so they throttle or block ports? He's like, not that I know of. I was like, all right, I hope not. But does anyone live in a place that has Cablevision? Because I've never even really heard of them. So I know, like, Rogers and, you know, we have Bresnan.
Comcast.
They're a big dick fucking one, too.
Yeah,
they're the ones
Comcast
that do that.
Down in Florida.
Yeah, they do that. They do, like, the throttling and the block.
I don't know. I just said cable through them.
Well, yeah. But, yeah, it's, I was just curious if anyone has any experience with them. But, so,
nope.
So this lady, what is the main blame for all of these weird addictions?
My daddy abandoned me, or fucking, I was abused,
I was beat.
Blame it on everyone else but yourself, you fucking retard.
Right? I had a shitty childhood. And she runs up some fucking bills. Like,
it said she had spent over $45,000 in shoes alone that year.
In just shoes. She spent twice what I make just in shoes. That's appalling.
Yeah, I bought a car for way less than that, and I'm still paying it off, and it's been like 3 years.
Right?
Really?
This bitch.
I cannot see spending that much on shoes. I'm not going to, like, trade my car in for a mountain of shoes.
But you saw the room.
Yeah.
Like, she has a shoe room.
Yeah.
My grandma had a problem like that. She loved shoes, and she had quite a bit. But she would go to Payless and drop, like, $30 and roll out with, you know, like, 4 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
So this lady is going, like, these are $100 a pair kind of shit. Like, some
more
of her shit.
That.
Yeah, dude. Just
dude,
nuts.
I am lucky that I have different feet, I guess you could say. Dude, I am very, very picky with my fucking shoes.
I didn't even know that. You were like, she's a size 5, that's why. I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? And I learned that size 5 is the perfect female shoe size, apparently.
5 or 6.
And that means that no matter where you go...
It's like, okay, check this out. It's like a size 36C, bra.
That's just, like, average?
That's perfect. That is, well, whatever, free, whatever. But, like, it's, that is the most made bra.
Okay, that's the size that they make the most of. Because
right, and they will, you know, like, 36 Cs, Bs, whatever, they make all the cool fucking bras and shit in that. You're not going to find a really awesome-looking fucking sexy bra in a 36 Double D.
Or an A.
Well, yeah, you find my knees.
Oh, okay.
But not as often. But, you know, like, usually when it's bigger stuff like that, they're like, oh, it's a nursing bra. Here's
right,
you know,
right.
Like, you know, it's not.
This one has little built-in handkerchiefs for your nipples.
Right.
You dab them off like I do my dick when I'm done peeing. You just a little
dab.
That's
how nursing bras are. They have like a little strap right here that you can undo and it comes down just your nipples out. And the pad, it's got like a pad so it soaks up any like lact.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's gay.
That is pretty gay.
But, okay, size 5, size 6 shoes for women. They make every kind of sexy shoe in that size.
Like, that's the size.
Like, those are the sizes that you're going to find that have really sexy shoes and stuff. Okay, me, myself, having very large feet.
Yes, you do.
I cannot go out and find a pair of those sexy-ass shoes in my size.
Right, do you have that, hey, you got these sexy shoes in a 12?
Seriously,
11 and a half might fit. But no, I get what you're saying.
So, I'm lucky, and lucky that I was raised the way I was, and also lucky the fact that, I do have huge feet, and I can't fit them in just fucking little, in whatever. If I did, I would go to the fucking shoe store, buy all the cool shoes that I like, but I can't. Fucking even when I got those black and pink DCs, I had to have them ordered.
Right.
Because they didn't have them in my size.
Zach says, my baby's mama's a size 11.
High fives.
So you know what we figured out
in
then?
In men, because that's what I wear.
In men, because my name is Daniel. You know what we figured out, though? Women that have big feet need big feet to support their big old fat tits. If you have a woman that has, it's like a guy. Like, you know how big his dick is by looking at his hand.
Sure.
A woman, you know how big her tits are. Well, you could look at them. But if you see her feet first, you will know. Because genetically, evolutionarily speaking,
how about if she
need
has big tits, she has big feet?
Is it the other way around?
Is actually,
the chicken
I've
and
seen
the egg?
Some pretty big fucking women with some tiny feet.
You need big feet to support the big tits. Do you need? You don't need big tits to help balance.
I'm just saying,
the feet.
You're gonna see the tits first.
Well, okay, right. So you can just automatically assume this bitch has some paddles.
Probably.
Okay.
But I would, you know, in all honesty, I would say not, because there are some pretty big bitches out there with
Jesus.
Little feet.
Zach says, my baby was 14 pounds, 24 inches when born. Her mom was an Amazon. Truth.
Oh my God, dude.
Awesome. Well, speaking of babies,
huge.
Can I just give a quick shout out? Happy birthday to little Dustin. Dustin was born last night. The girl at my office, the one I won $5 on predicting whether or not he was going to be a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He came into the world, so I wanted to get in there and get
in. As soon as he popped out, she posted it on Facebook.
Hell yeah. I wanted to get in there and get an interview and be like, you know,
she's
how.
Like, oh, okay, hand me my phone.
No, not. Right? Just had birth, send. Gonna save the placenta. Any recipes? Send. I wanted to get there, though, and interview him and be like, you know, how was it? How, you know, happy birthday, first of all. Welcome to Earth.
Here's cake.
You know, how was your trip? How was your last 9 months? You know, just interview him a little bit. But they wouldn't let me in, so that's how it goes. I'll try and get him on the show as soon as he can talk. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that in like the next 5 years.
Yeah. I think Sam will be talking in a while, too, so.
Who's Sam?
Ryan's kid.
Oh.
So I told everyone we'd try and get him on the show once he's old enough and aware.
So, what, like 5 years old, you're going to bring a little kid on the jam hole?
No, not at all. You know, when he's like, you know, 15 or something. 15's a good age for the jam
hole.
So, you're
going to have to wait, like, what, like 10 years?
Yeah, well.
11, 12 years?
He's a quick learner, so. But yeah, you know, congrats and good luck. Your life is over.
Zach says, my baby was even shown on CNN for her size.
Are you
Jesus,
fucking serious?
Dude.
Was that, that's you for real? I'm going to say bullshit, but whatever. That's cool if it is.
That's
can I have
creepy.
An autographed picture?
That's kind of creepy.
Kind of. So then the other girl, her name was Haley. She's 22 years old. She is addicted to pulling out her hair and eating the follicle.
That's creepy.
That's gross, right?
That is
gross. You're eating your hair follicle.
Yeah.
Do you think she was a lesbian? Because that's like rug munching to the nth power. That's over.
No, she was engaged.
She says, I have to eat it if I see it. I can't. I eat my follicles. That's what I like.
That's gross.
Those are quote. Hey, I eat my follicles. It's what I like. What do follicles taste? It's just, it's like eating your fingernails, right? It's just
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it's.
Your follicle is like the little seed thing that's at the end of the hair in your head. That's like the little piece of glue that anchors it to your head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a little white thing at the end of your fucking
but
hair.
Once you take that follicle out, no more hair grow. Like, does the follicle grow back?
Or I don't know.
I don't.
I think so.
Because when someone gets scalped, like, that hair doesn't grow back. Like, that dude that had the wanker shaved in his head, that wouldn't grow back because he pulled out the follicles, I thought.
I don't know, because me and my brother got in a fight a long time ago, and he actually pulled out a chunk of my hair on the side of my head.
Right.
Like a good chunk.
In the shape of the Virgin Mary. People
correct.
Came from miles to see it.
No, but there was a good chunk pulled out, and I was bald in that spot. Like, literally, fucking, like, you waxed it. It was smooth as a baby's
right.
ass.
That's
bald.
Your scalp is gone. And isn't that what? I don't know.
But my hair grew back.
Really?
Well, do I
mean,
have
obviously.
A spot?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you had surgery.
It was right know. Here. Is there hair?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. There's hair.
So, Zach says, Olivia Patrick, Zach Patrick Brandy Womack, Google it. Am I Bugging You says, great, you just gave out your wife's full name on a podcast full of weirdos. And but Zach says, she's my ex, I hate her, so it's okay.
Nice.
So feel free to, you know, do whatever. But yeah, just wow. real, like, you're hurting yourself, and you're eating a lot of hair, I think, and follicles, and that can't
yeah.
be, ugh. That's a weird addiction. I mean, I understand
that. She
sits
in the bathroom for hours on end, and by the time she's done, she has, like, the floor is riddled with little hairs.
Oh, Berger says the follicle grows back unless you kill it somehow, like electrolysis. But by ripping the follicle out, like, so there's a part inside that you're not ripping out then, I take it.
I don't know.
Do you want to eat a follicle and then tell me what it's like? If you get addicted to it, though.
That's not a follicle.
Oh, keep trying. You'll get one.
They're probably all burnt out and shit.
Do you think, like, pube follicles taste better than, like, armpit follicles?
No, let's
taste
try.
Better than hair follicles? We should do a taste test. A follicle
I
taste
can't
test.
I can't get it to pull out. Like,
all right, that's enough.
I'm just going to keep pulling my hair out.
Okay, it's good. Okay. Is that going to be your new addiction?
Probably.
Fun.
We'll see.
Look forward to getting a camera crew here. Exploiting the piss out of you on fucking TLC or whatever.
Yeah, I can't get one fucking.
All right,
I'll
anyway.
Pull a pube out later.
Hoist 420 says bringing back memories sitting in the bathroom for hours.
Oh,
she
God.
Was fucking crazy because the camera like showed after she was done and she had like it looked like a barber shop.
Yeah,
there was some hair there.
It looked like someone just stood at the sink and fucking took a buzzer to the pubes.
It was so funny. She went to her friend. She's like never taken her bandana off, and this was like such a big deal. She's like, I would be honored if you would let me show you something. And she
creepy.
Just like took it on big bald spot, mm-hmm. dude. She's like, here's where I'm plicking from currently. This was last week. This was the week before that, and over here was last month. So.
At least she's trading out spots.
Well, yeah. Well, you run out. I mean, you can't, you know.
She wears hair extensions in the back so it sticks out of her bandana to make
yeah.
it look like hair.
It's like those hats that's like old hippie and the hat has the long hair, the ponytail
mm-hmm.
on the back. That's oh, so
kinda
awesome.
Like that.
Love people.
It says that like her son is like however old, like 3 or 4 years old, and the baby's never seen her without her fucking bandana on.
Nobody does. She does not take that off for anybody.
I wonder
she's
if she
at.
Has sex with it on.
I wonder if she has sex. She's like, you know, I would love to, but I have a headache from pulling out all of my hair. This bitch always has a fucking headache. I hate you.
I don't know.
And you're shedding in the bathroom again. How annoying would that be? Yeah. Every time you go into the bathroom, there's just
hair
like
all over
fucking,
your feet.
Oh, it would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
So nuts.
I couldn't do it.
I can't wait, though, until she moves down to her pelvic region and just like.
She probably already does. She's like, dude, those taste way better.
Way better. They're tender. Follicles are bigger. The hair is more big and awesome.
More
it's like
big.
Tree trunks. I got hair like tree trunks.
It's weird. I can't get a follicle. That's so funny. I tried.
Hey, don't worry about it.
I actually tried. How do you get those out? How does
very
it
carefully.
Do it?
Takes skill. Takes
I
skill.
Understand.
All right. Let's get into some news here around the world. What's up? Got a cheer you up story to start things off.
What?
Indianapolis. All right. Starting out in Indiana here. 35-year prison sentence. This guy is on my wall of fame right now. Gary, okay. Indiana. He's 21 years old. His name is Christopher Washington, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was walking with his girlfriend's children, aged 5 and 6,
mm-hmm.
and the daughter of his girlfriend's sister, okay? He apparently punched the baby. A bunch. Okay. Like, several times. Like, shut the fuck up! He punched a baby.
Okay.
He is a baby puncher.
That's pretty cool.
I think that was so amazing. I thought this would cheer you up.
It's awesome.
Upon reaching Brame's aunt's home, Brame is the baby, 5 months old. Eternity, Brame. You named your baby Eternity, and it died at 5 months old. Good.
Good job.
Because your sister's boyfriend punched it. You punched the baby to death. Dude. Whoa.
That's pretty awesome.
Washington put Brame in a bed and didn't tell anyone what happened. An autopsy showed the child died of a lacerated heart and liver and a depressed skull fracture from several blows to her head, chest, and back.
Ta-da.
At the time of the incident, Washington was just 18 years old and just 3 months out of Lake County Juvenile Detention Center. Hey, come on down. Washington asked the appeals court for a reduced sentence, claiming the baby was really fucking annoying. In a 3-0 decision, the Court of Appeals empathetically rejected his request, pointing out that all babies are really fucking annoying and you should have more restraint than that. He received less time than the 50-year maximum sentence and agreeing with the trial court that his actions were brutal. Quote, end quote.
Okay.
Quote, Washington struck a defenseless infant with his fist several times, causing her death in the presence of other young children, the judge wrote.
Oh, my God.
The court said, there's a whole group of my strange Porter, addiction strange,
yeah.
candidates. You are all candidates now.
Mm-hmm.
The court said Washington's juvie record, including crimes equal to robbery and intimidation for an adult, a history of substance abuse, and repeated probation violations, also weighed against a sentence of reduction. So, you punched a baby to death.
That's pretty awesome.
I just want to... Okay. Moving on here. This is pretty fucking awesome. You know how... America is... We fight many wars here. We have war on terror. We have the drug war. We have the war on Satan and evil. We have the war on vaccines.
Okay.
Disease. Okay,
we have war.
Let's focus on the drug war here. This is just a big, giant fuck you. This was sent to us by Burger. Thank you very much. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Lorera... Reported
what?
Head of
Wait,
the...
what?
Joaquin? El Chapo.
El Chapo.
In quotes, that's his... We'll just call him the El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Guzman Lorera.
Guzman Lorera.
Reported...
Guzman Lorera.
El Chapo. He's the,
El Chapo.
He's the reported head
Guzman
of the Sinaloa cartel. I can turn on reverb if I wanted an echo on every fucking thing I said. Thank you.
Trying to pronounce it.
Okay, let me try and pronounce it
no.
On my own.
You suck.
He ranked 701st on Forbes' yearly report of the wealthiest men alive, okay?
Okay.
Head of the cartel, the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. Worth... an estimated $1 billion with a B billion dollars. He came out today and officially thanked the United States politicians for making sure that drugs remain illegal. And we talk about this on the Hot Box all the time. That way, if you make marijuana illegal, it opens up that black market mentality.
Of
right
course.
Now, everyone's going to dispensaries, and the dispensaries are depending on price and quality, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That gives a good product at a good price at a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's good. You make it illegal again, those people are going to still smoke. They're just now going to go back to the way it was and not being able to have a safe storefront for it.
Right.
And this is proof. He's worth $1 billion from selling drugs. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's amazing to me. Like, that's illegally at that. He made it on Forbes' fucking yearly report of the wealthiest men alive. Like, that's mind-blowing.
It's good.
Quote, I couldn't have gotten so stinking rich without George Bush, George Bush Jr., Ronald Reagan, and even El Presidente Obama. None of them have the cojones to stand up to all the big money that wants to keep this stuff illegal. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say, gracias, amigos. I owe my whole empire to you.
Nice.
That is fucking brilliant. And that, like, the biggest, that's like the Moonanite's middle finger to the
doing
whole.
Doing it as hard as I can.
I'm doing this as hard as I can. Yeah! That is so amazing to me. $1 billion he's worth.
Well.
You know? All because we can't pull our heads out of our fucking asses. That is so amazing. According to sources in the Mexican government, President Calderon is begging American officials to, in the words of reggae great Peter Tosh, legalize it. Oh yeah, said an official close to the Mexican president. Felipe is going crazy. He's screaming at everybody who comes in, why don't they make this shit legal already? You're killing me here. Look, everyone knows when you have prohibition, you create gangsters, of course. Mm-hmm. And the more you prohibit, the more gangsters you make. El Chapo is hero now to all those slum dogs who want to be millionaires. See what he did there? That's very clever. Kids in the street, when they play games, they all want to be El Chapo, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Of course! Who wouldn't? Like, you live in this shithole fucking country, and this dude made something of himself, you know? He did it illegally, but fuck, so did fucking Purdue Pharma, I'm sure. A lot of people did that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, many speculate that rich and prominent Mexican families are in cahoots with American businessmen in the alcohol industry. Ooh. Wealthy industrialists who launder the unprecedented profits from the big drug business with their legitimate enterprises, and lawmakers who get gigantic kickbacks and payoffs to make sure these drugs remain illegal so they can remain rich, fat, and happy. Good cool. report. I'm very impressed with the Huffington Post nonetheless. Wow. Very impressive. Rather than putting El Chapo and his kind out of business by modernizing outdated laws and in the process making billions of dollars from taxing drugs, as is done with cigarettes and alcohol, the United States government has spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars chasing its tail and offered a $5 million reward for the capture of El Chapo. Many have said that the offer is unofficially dead or alive. Ooh. He's El Chapo. You ain't gonna touch him. Shit.
Fuck that, dude.
They might try now, though, after this. You come out with maybe. A big fuck you like that. Yeah, you better double your fucking night watch, dude. We got black
until
what ops.
Your night watches turn on you.
I don't know, man. You better. I hope you pay your people well.
Hope you pay them more than the reward.
Yeah, well. meanwhile, as an epidemic of murderous violence rages on the Mexican-U.S. border, and the American government wastes boatloads of badly needed money on the illegal drug business, which results from the prohibition laws, El Chapo is laughing all the way to the bank. Quote, whoever came up with this whole war on drugs, one of his lieutenants said, I would also like to kiss him on the lips and shake his hand and buy him dinner with caviar and champagne! The war on drugs is the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and the day they decide to end that war will be a sad one for me and all of my closest friends. And if you don't believe me, ask those guys whose heads showed up in the ice chests.
Oh my
god. That
was
beautiful. Fucking wow.
That's pretty
fucking
awesome.
Wow. You can't fix that problem. There is no way. People are going to get fucked up regardless of how many hoops they have to jump through to get it. That's just how it is. You made life suck with having to work, you know, 40 hours a week. We like getting fucked up. We do. Everybody does, you know?
That's the world.
And the people that don't get fucked up, they're fucked up, dude. These fucking groups of little, like, tightly knit religious cliques, those people are fucking nuts. I would way rather deal with somebody that's smoking weed and doing drugs than that shit. Because those people are like, I'm going to snap and shoot and kill people nuts.
Pretty much.
These people just like getting high. But you drive the black market economy with your war on drugs. You know that. So let's talk about more failed drug exploits, I guess we would say.
Okay.
You guys are going to learn something tonight.
What's that?
You guys are going to learn.
Am I going to learn anything that's going to get me ahead in my life?
Possibly.
I could use something along those lines.
Okay, so we've all been talking. We've touched on it a few times, I know, briefly, about the new OxyContin formula.
Mm-hmm.
This one was also, this was sent to us by Burger. Pretty interesting here. This is the top three weirdest ways to abuse new OxyContin tamper-proof pills.
Now,
so I'm gonna do you guys a solid. I'm gonna read these. We're gonna talk about them, and I'm gonna tell you
the
right way to do this.
Don't do it.
No, fuck that. I'm gonna tell you the right way to do this because I don't want to see you guys fucking doing this. This is not
that
how.
Shit doesn't look so good.
To keep you guys safe, I'm gonna tell you how to do it the right way.
I had to teach anyway.
And where did you learn?
Well, from your friend.
Thank
you. The thing is you wouldn't do it without me.
Yeah, well,
for a while.
I was busy. So, Purdue Pharma's newish version of its infamous OxyContin time-release oxycodone tablet makes it hard to abuse the pills that some folks are switching to plain old heroin. People said, fuck this, I'm going to just start doing heroin. So, not exactly a good plan. And like we talked about before, the whole reason they wanted to change this was either A, because they got some fucking pressure put on them from this drug epidemic they've created, mm-hmm. or B, their patent was running out. They need to change the formula to renew that. So,
both.
It could have been both. Who knows?
Whatever.
So, heroin. Good.
Yay!
All one needs to get Limbaud on Oxy is apparently a microwave, some Coca-Cola, or some emergency powder.
Blech.
By way of background, OxyContin is an extremely strong painkiller that is supposed to release a steady stream of opioid goodness to patients in extreme pain over an extended period of time. The drug used to accomplish this through special outer coating on the pill that would take a while to dissolve in the patient's stomach. Then, crafty addicts got around this by removing the outer coating, crushing up the pill, snorting it, shooting it. Some people smoke it. That's fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
After a huge amount of pressure from law enforcement, anti-drug advocates, and the FDA, Purdue Pharma made a new formula of OxyContin, no longer labeled OC, but now OP. You know what the P stands for? Pain in the ass.
Piss.
That
piss.
That
we'll explain that later.
That doesn't have an outer layer, but instead combines time-release properties throughout the entire pill to make it very hard to abuse. Notice I said very hard and not impossible.
It is very hard.
Right. So basically, the original Oxys, you take the coating off, crush it up, there you go. Snort it, put it in water.
Fuck yeah.
You're good to go.
Done.
These new ones, you can't do that.
No.
You lick them. You can get the coating off, but they get really sticky.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to crush them, but you're going to break whatever you're using to try to crush them with.
Yeah.
They're hard. And if
they
you touch them with
pill
water.
Cutter. Okay.
If you crush it and touch it with water, it instantly gels up. It's some of weird cellulose polymer that's in there that does that. And of course, so countless websites and message board threads are dedicated to outsmarting these new pills. Here are the three weirdest techniques that this guy found. And honestly, I've found some weirder ones.
Really?
If you guys go to bluelight.ru, it's a pretty informative message board.
Oh, God. So anyway,
step one, this is from Sasha. Microwave the whole pill for 5 minutes. Then, put it in a freezer for 1 minute 30 seconds. Step 3, grind the pill into fine powder with a tool such as a Dremel or a file.
You're
Step
working
4,
too hard, lady.
Put it on a microwave-safe plate. Microwave for another 4 minutes and 30 seconds. As soon as you start to see the pill turn into a light brown gunk, pull it out. Sometimes it just stays in powder form. Don't worry, it'll work fine. Put your freezer, what you have into the freezer for about 5 to 10 minutes, let it get really cold. Then scrape the crusted brown oxy onto a mirror or whatever and snort. Worked great for me, no gelling, put a little in your mouth to test it. Now you might notice in the end it looks less like powder, but I assure you, you don't lose much. So,
I wonder if that turns into actual powder rather than like a peanut brittle.
No, I doubt it's doing the exact same thing. That's what it sounds like. It's just taking longer and it's kind of out of order of how you should do it.
Right.
You shouldn't do it at all, but if you have to, this is how you should do it. So, this guy, he thinks the mic, this next one, he thinks the microwave method is bullshit and all that you need, all that's needed, according to this wise oxy connoisseur, is a packet of emergency fizzy vitamin supplement.
This one I think is stupid.
You guys are losing too much medication by heating it up. Get some emergency vitamin C powder from the Amazon. From Amazon, not the Amazon. Right. This shit has
XXX alone.
Right. This shit has crazy amounts of citric and other acids in it. Cut up your OP and put it in the dissolved liquid of emergency. It will dissolve within an hour and will last you all way. All day, this way.
Wow.
So that, okay, maybe that works if you're drinking it, but yeah, if you're drinking it, why not just eat it? Like, that's right. Retarded.
It is kind of stupid.
And you're not going to want to inject that, trust. You don't.
Nah.
That,
it'd
no.
take way
you
too much, and your arm would
check
be
this.
Killing dude.
If you have to add anything to this that's not like an alcohol or a solvent that you know has been completely evaporated, don't shoot it. You don't want to put that in your body at all. So, the last part, this is the weirdest one, he says. It lets intravenous injectors harness the power of America's favorite soft drink. Plus, this advice comes by way of someone named Opioid King, so you know it's top-notch. So he says, come on.
Bullshit.
Yeah, right? He says, come on, guys. This is simple. You need to scrape the coating off, not suck it off. Suck it off. And to make it work, immediate release, you need to take the coating off after that, chop up into as much pieces as you can, take a shot glass, fill it 3/4 of the way with Coca-Cola or Pepsi, and put the pill in and let it sit for an hour.
An hour.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I want to get high, so I'm going to work on this for an hour.
Yeah, right.
And then I'll get, no.
Then take the glass, scoop up the gel off the top of the soda, and then take the shot. Sure. Don't inject Coca-Cola.
That's stupid.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to enlighten these people on how to
I
want to
read
really
a couple of
it?
These comments, but then, yeah, I will tell you guys how to fucking do it so we can lay this thing to rest. This guy says, dumb, of the soda and then take the shot. Sure, someone injecting dreadlegging Coke foam into their veins may sound trashy, but an addict hasn't truly hit rock bottom until they start using RC Cola.
Right.
I think they meant take the shot out of the glass, not shoot it up. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
This guy says, idiots, way to go. Now dumbasses will be shooting up Pepsi. And if you're a dumbass and read this and shot up Pepsi because of it, you are a dumbass. We will know who to blame when they start showing up in ERs. Don't quit your day job, buddy. This is the worst reporting I've ever seen. And fucking stupid says, it's hard for you. It's hard to take you seriously when you come off as an elitist prick. Also, it's hard to take you seriously when you suggest someone is injecting Coke foam into their veins. He said, fill up a shot glass, then take the shot. This is a failed article which explains nothing but how to use OC and then laughs at people truly struggling with an incredibly hard addiction. Should just listen to the Jam Hole instead.
Alright.
Alright.
So. Okay.
That's pretty awesome, right?
That is pretty awesome. You
okay.
know? And
I want to preface this by saying,
it's a lot easier than everyone's making it out to be.
Okay. I want to preface this.
You don't need a chem set or anything, okay?
I want to preface this by saying this is for informational entertainment use only. If you do this, I'm not responsible for anything that may happen. This is all fictional. Anything else? I need to cover. This is illegal, so you should not be doing it anyway. Take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. Now. If you got some OPs and you want to fucking...
Hypothetically,
if a friend of a friend got some OPs and you want to inject them or snort them, this is how you do it. Hypothetically. You take your shit, your pill, you take a paper towel, you get it wet, you wipe that coating off. Let it sit for a sec because it's going to be kind of
don't lick
sticky.
It off.
If you're injecting, do not ever lick your pills. That your mouth has a lot of bad stuff on it, bacteria. You just don't want that in there. Anyway, you let that sit for a minute so it's not all sticky again.
Right, right. It's still going to be a little gooey, but...
We should just write the tech and put it up next to the Haztech.
Take
except
pictures.
I don't really... Yeah.
I don't want to.
Should we just film us doing it for you?
No, because we do... Because
we don't
done
do that.
That.
Right, okay.
Right. This is all hypothetical.
You prep, you're going to want... what are those called?
Pyrex paint.
A Pyrex glass.
A glass Pyrex pan.
Pan. Doesn't have
baking
to be very
pan.
Big, just like a bake pan.
Yeah.
And then you get, what's that thing called?
It's like a pumice stone, but it's not. Okay, Burger will know what I'm talking about. It's a zester. All right. It is, it's a foot
camera
grater.
Camera one.
Or
it's
a zester.
This. This is what you want.
It's a tiny cheese grater. Basically what it is.
And it's open on the bottom, so your stuff...
It's a zester, basically.
It's a zester.
Look it up.
Zestfully clean. So, you got the coating off. You got your glass pan.
Right.
You set this in the glass pan. You take the pill.
Your zester. Set your zester in
You set the zester in the glass pan. You take the pill, and you go like that. You can use a Leatherman
through the zester.
To hold it. You can use your fingers, whatever... This is what you use to get it into a powder. So
right.
You just do that until the pill is gone.
I've seen people just shave it down with a razor blade.
That takes for fucking ever.
Yes.
This is the efficient way to do this. So you take that, you shave it down until it's dust, basically. You get everything out of here. Then you take a razor blade on your glass pan, and you spread that stuff out.
Really thin.
Any large clumps, you have to get them as... fine as possible.
You have to spread it out as evenly as you possibly can.
Not even.
Thin.
You just don't want big clumps of it.
Right.
Anywhere.
You don't want to pile
you
it up anywhere.
You want this to bake as evenly as possible.
Right.
While you're doing this, preheat your oven to 305.
300.
300?
300.
And this is going to be different depending on where you live and how high your altitude is, how high your attitude is, all that. So
it takes about 10 to 15 minutes an hour. Hypothetically, in our oven.
Yeah,
and
so you spread it out as thin as possible, as evenly as you can. Once that oven's ready to rock, put it in, let it sit. Check it after about 5 minutes. Keep an eye on it.
Because yeah.
Oxycodone does break down with heat. This isn't enough heat unless you really keep it in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you do it at a low temperature.
Now, once, okay, it's white, it's a white powder.
Right.
All right, but once you're baking it, you want it to be kind of like a gold color, a yellow gold or whatever. And once this shit starts to turn, it turns really fast. So
if you
once
check
you see it
and it looks like it's getting there, put it back in and then check it like a minute later. It'll
right.
be there. Do not leave it in. Now, these are instructions for an 80 milligram pill, hypothetically. Smaller pills are going to have less bake time because they're smaller. There's less in it. So
mm-hmm.
keep that in mind also. So yeah, once it's once it turns
reports
that
of people burning them.
Yeah. Once it turns that yellowish color, it's not going to be brown in the pan. It's going to be an off-white yellowish color.
Right.
You pull it out. While it's still hot, you take a razor blade and your mitt because you're not going to grab that. And you scrape it off. It should be a gooey mess.
It looks like peanut butter.
It looks exactly like peanut butter. You scrape it off, and you immediately, you take that razor blade, and you put it, you rub it off on something metal. You scrape it off on something metal. It has
something
to be metal.
Thin and metal.
And the metal will absorb the heat, and it'll cool it off. Do not put it in the freezer. None of that shit. Just let it sit for like 5 minutes. Guaranteed. And at that point... Also, make sure you're not doing this over the trash
mm-hmm.
or anything like that, because as it hardens...
That looks like you hypothetically dropped something
I hypothetically did, and I hypothetically took everything out of the trash until I found it. But check this out. If it's as it's drying, it's going to solidify, and if it will fall off of that, so it'll drop sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if your trash is right there...
Okay, so it looks like peanut butter when you scrape it onto the metal, but then once it hardens, it's like peanut brittle.
Right.
It has that texture.
If you take it and snap it in half, it'll just crumble.
Right.
And you do that. So
hard. And at that point, after it cools, you can take that and put it on a plate and chop it up and snort it.
Hypothetically.
It's really hard to chop up, though. I'm telling you, it's like peanut brittle. Just imagine taking a razor blade to peanut brittle and chopping it and trying to snort it. That's what it's like. Now,
so
you can continue on the rest of
hypothetically
that.
If you want to IV this shit, you take a spoon, you take your water, you have a paper towel there because you're gonna have a lighter, you take 160 to 170 cc's of water. It's a full dart and a half, about a little more than that. You put that into the spoon, you have a Zippo or a lighter, you light that, you get it heated up, you wait until the water boils. As it starts to bubble, you take your brown substance, you put it in there. As soon as you put it in, it's going to bubble up. That means you're good to go. You take it off of the flame immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You take your dart, and you start just mixing it up. Make sure you get it all down.
You
want to
not
point,
call it a dart?
Your syringe? What do you call them? They're called fucking darts up here. What do you guys call them?
People call them points, darts.
Your points, your needles, your fucking... Your biffs, your harpoons. Thank you, Zach. Bunch of fucking junkies. And we're not going to learn how to make meth, because meth is a disgusting drug. Your rigs, I've heard them call it rigs. So, you have it in the spoon. Your liquid will be like this yellowish kind of color. That's fine. Trust. You might want to let it cool. Some people said that if you let it cool, it'll gel up again. It does
not.
You can let that shit sit all night.
Once you activate the gelling chemical in it, it will not react.
You melted it out. It's gone. If you wanted to, hypothetically, you could bake up a bunch so you didn't have to do that again. And then you can leave it at that peanut brittle stage.
Yeah,
you
can
leave
that,
store it, put it back in, do whatever with it.
Have a jar filled with fucking peanut brittle.
Just remember that you keep them separate so you know your doses. You know that this little gob is an 80, this one's an 80, you know, that all that thing. So, once it's like that in liquid, you just put your cotton in, draw it up, make sure it's not still bubbling because you don't want that.
Yeah.
And boom, good to go.
And what's it look like?
Looks like piss. Welcome to Planet Peace.
Going to Planet Peace.
Who wants us to grab your darts, babe, because we're going to Planet Peace.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So that's terrible. Anyway, that's how you do it. Do it safe. I'd rather you guys know exactly how to do it than try fucking acetone solvents.
Coca-Cola.
And isopropyl alcohol and Coca-Cola. Do not fucking do that. That is retarded.
All you need is an oven, some water.
So,
if you have to put anything else in your shit besides
water, don't do that.
That is stupid.
To Zach says, piss planet with dad's old spike.
Awesome. Oh my God.
That's why you guys listen to the show. See, you learn something new every day. You learn three retarded ways to do it. I should have done like a science or fiction. Like one of these, three of these are true. One is fictitious. Can you tell me which one is the fake? It would have been awesome. One of these ways will get you high. The other three will kill you. Can you guess? All right, so that's that. Definitely, if you have any questions, email info@thejamhole.com. I would rather you guys ask questions, and I will tell you, than you fucking shit up and hurting yourselves. Don't do drugs. Listen, don't do drugs, but if you have to do drugs the right way. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's all hypothetical.
And you're welcome. And if you want to thank me, you can send those OP80s to thejamhole.com/PO Box, hypothetically.
Right.
Because I have a hypothetical script for them, so it's all cool.
And this is all fictional.
That's right. For entertainment use only.
Definitely entertainment use only.
All right. Now, let's talk about getting in some trouble with the police. Speaking of... these two people, I'm going to tell you a story here. This is kind of fucked up, and it's fucked up that cops do this kind of shit, but it fucking happens, and this needs to be out there for sure.
Okay.
So Christopher Drew, he is a 60-year-old artist and teacher who wears a gray ponytail and lives on the north side. Tiawanda Moore is 20, a former stripper, lives on the south side, and she dreams of going back to school and starting a new life. Okay? About the only thing these strangers have in common is the prospect that by spring, they could each be sent to prison for up to 15 years. Quote, "That's one step below attempted murder," Mr. Drew said, of their potential sentences. 60 years old, 15 years. The crime? Eavesdropping. You're being charged with eavesdropping, and you're going to go to jail for 15 years. Because that's one step below murder. Amazing. So, the authorities say that Mr. Drew and Miss Moore audio recorded their separate, nonviolent encounters with Chicago police officers without the officer's permission, which is a Class 1 felony in Illinois, which, along with Massachusetts and Oregon, has one of the country's toughest, if rarely prosecuted, eavesdropping laws. Okay? So do you understand what we're doing here? You're explaining a little white rush in there?
Yes. Okay. They asked me about it.
You go back and listen to the episodes. Read her fucking show notes. Jesus Christ. If you take some of that brown 80 and some Ritalin, if you mix that up and that's called my blue heaven. That's called my dream. So, before they arrested me for it, Miss Moore said, "I didn't even know there was a law about eavesdropping. I wasn't trying to sue anybody. I just wanted somebody to know what had happened to me." Her trial, scheduled for February 7th in Cook County Criminal Court, is accused of using her BlackBerry to record two internal affairs investigators who spoke to her inside police headquarters while she filed a sexual harassment complaint last August against another officer. Mr. Drew, the guy, he was charged with using a digital recorder to capture his December 2009 arrest for selling art without a permit on North State Street in the Loop. His trial is for April 4th.
Selling art?
Let me see. It goes through the law and everything. Okay, here's what happened. This is so horrible. Miss Moore lived with her boyfriend at the time of the incident, and theirs was a stormy relationship filled with fights and visits by the police. Last July, the boyfriend called the cops, said he wanted Miss Moore out of his house, but by the time the cops arrived, the couple had calmed down. Still, one of the officers talked to Miss Moore upstairs while his partner interviewed the boyfriend. Then, on August 18th, Miss Moore and her boyfriend went to the police headquarters to file a complaint with IA, Internal Affairs, about the officer who had talked to her alone. She says the officer had fondled her and left his personal telephone number, which she gave to the investigators.
Nice.
Miss Moore said the investigators tried to talk her out of filing a complaint, saying the officer had a good record and that they could guarantee he would not bother her again.
I want money.
Quote, "They keep giving her the runaround, basically trying to discourage her from making a report. Finally, she decides to record them on her cell phone to show how they're not helping her. The investigators discovered she was recording them, and she was arrested and charged with two counts of eavesdropping."
Oh my God.
He added, "The law contains a crucial exception. If citizens have reasonable suspicion that a crime is about to be committed against them, they may obtain evidence by recording it." Quote, "I contend that the IA investigators were committing the crime of official misconduct in preventing her from filing a complaint. She's young. She had no idea what she was getting into when she went in there to make a simple complaint. It's just a shame when the people watching the cops aren't up to it." Days later, accompanied by her lawyer, Miss Moore returned to IA and was able to file a full complaint. Imagine that. And there's a continuing investigation of Miss Moore's charges against the officer. Meanwhile, she's in the Cook County Jail after yet another domestic dispute with her boyfriend.
Jesus.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
In a tearful telephone interview from jail, she said that when she went to IA, she was only trying to make sure no other women suffered at the hands of the officer. "I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen to me now. I don't want to be in jail. I don't want to make my parents happy and proud of me."
God.
So,
well,
I want to make my parents happy and proud.
Should have thought
of
about
me.
That before you got fondled.
Yeah, right. It's what you get for it's being get. Pretty. And the other guy, he was just out there selling art. He outside bright red poncho marked art for sale, $1, and more than a dozen plastic sandwich bags stuffed with postcard sized cloth art patches pinned to the back and front of the poncho. In one of the bags, he also had a digital recorder. The cops came shortly after 1 p.m., told him he had to stop selling the patches. He refused and was arrested in front of Macy's as Christmas shoppers passed by. A few feet away, a friend of his recorded the encounter on a video camera and later posted it on the YouTubes. At the police station, Mr. Drew's Olympus recorder was discovered. It was still recording. Quote, "I expected to be charged with a misdemeanor," he said. "I didn't know about the eavesdropping law, but when you fight for your rights, you have to expect anything. I have a 60s bent to me. I won't back down. I won't be intimidated. From the moment I comprehended these charges, I knew we had to change this law." So.
Wow.
Fucking.
I didn't know there was an eavesdropping law.
15 years? A class 1 felony for that.
That's pretty fucked up.
Is that
kind of
ridiculous?
That is
ridiculous. For what?
Is that state law?
I believe so, yeah. Because it's different. Each state has different ones.
I wonder if there's one in Montana. Because if there's not, we need a hidden camera.
Bad. Just go around everywhere with a sign that says, "I am recording."
Yes, please. And okay. And my shirt will have like a bunch of little fucking, what do you call them? What are those things you have to sign? Release.
Waivers.
Yes.
Releases.
I'll have a shirt that has just a bunch of fucking waivers on it, and you'll just sign on my shirt.
Yeah.
And it'll be great.
Fuck, I had some really good sexual deviant fucking stories. Maybe we'll have to save them for Wednesday, huh? About time to get the fuck out, ain't it?
Yeah, about.
Well, I'll put these aside for Wednesday. If nothing else happens from now till then, we'll still have a good show. So, thank you guys. I hope you've learned a lot. Please be careful. And like I said, everything...
If you do your drugs wisely.
That's right. Everything is for entertainment and fun. It's a comedy podcast. But for real, be careful out there. It's fucking crazy. So,
yes.
Thank you for joining us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, thejamhole.com. That's our website. Email info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Make sure you're subscribed in iTunes, write us a review, give us a 5-star rating, appreciate that. Join the Facebook group and follow the Twitter, and invite everyone you know to do the same. Come be a part of our forums, thejamhole.com/forums, it's a good time. Like I said, we got the guest list, that's up, thejamhole.com/people, check it out. And got the poetry spoken word vids up on youtube.com/thejamhole, so.
Cool.
Ton of shit, show notes, fucking on time. So much to read. Our site is a site of words.
You're doing good.
I try. I definitely try. So, yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the Hot Box, and then back here Wednesday for episode 453 of this motherfucker.
I won't see you.
Sorry.
I won't see you tomorrow.
No, I know.
No, because I'm not allowed to bring my laptop to work anymore.
Oh, are you not?
No.
Yeah, you want to talk about it and get fired?
Not really.
All right.
I'll talk about it after I get fired.
Okay, well, I look forward to that. That should be, what, Wednesday?
Probably.
All right, well, I'm Matt, and this is Danny, and
I'm
this
Danny.
Was our show.
I'm about to be fired.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye. You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.